You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are once again with Tammy Martin, the owner of Martin Marketing, that specializes in digital marketing for professional services such as dentistry, chiropractic care, legal services, accounting, and alternative holistic services. She has been marketing dental services for over a decade. Tammy, certainly a privilege to have you back with us on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So first of all, why do companies create websites? Let's start with that.
Okay. Well, most business owners develop websites because that's what their competitors are doing, but don't necessarily take it a step back to fully understand the intentions behind their site. Basically, there's five different types of websites out there. The first kind is a brochure website. This is a typical website that most businesses use because it's safe. It supports the sales team, provides contact information and locations, and it supports your brand image. But if you want to do more with your business, consider one of the other four types of websites. The next one is a publication website. So this publishes original or curated information like a newspaper or magazine would. Sites like this include EPN, CNN.com, YouTube, Oprah.com, and blogging websites. Another type of website is an online store, just like the name implies. These include sites like eBay, Amazon, or Etsy. The second last type of website is a consultative website. This is designed to support long sales cycles, typically found in a business-to-business transaction. The service or product tends to be more complex or expensive, requires multiple people involved in the decision to buy, and requires a consultative selling style that's dictated by your prospects, not your sales team. And the last type is the online service. These are web-based applications or perhaps mobile apps that were once software disks that we purchased in-store or downloaded. These are cloud-based services that customers typically pay a subscription fee for, and customers utilize through their internet browser instead of the Windows Start menu of software applications. So an example of an online service would be FreshBooks. This is cloud-based accounting software that I actually personally use and love. And, yeah, so that's why companies create websites and five different types that are out there.
A very good explanation for sure. Now, what is the most frequent question that you get asked about websites?
I think that one thing that a lot of business owners struggle with is what to put on their website. They're excited about the design, their logo, and the pictures. But when it comes to content, they get completely stalled out. They're essentially speechless. I believe that one of the main reasons behind this is because they haven't developed the foundational work of creating their market niche. If they don't already know their core business, then they stumble upon who their ideal customer is. And if it's not one or the other, it's both. So, for example, if you're a dentist creating a website and you want to attract more families to your practice, then you need to target women specifically because they make the majority of the healthcare decisions in a typical household. And if they have young children, they're generally between the ages of 30 and 50. So if you're planning to put photos of a 22-year-old blonde-haired, blue-eyed model on your website, then you're completely ignoring who your ideal customers are, and your message will be lost on them. So get real with your images and use images of real families and talk about why you're a great practice for families, like extended evening hours, video games for kids, and in-chair TV entertainment during their appointment. That's the kind of stuff that speaks to what they're looking for, not content that talks about how fabulous you are, how much time you spend on continuing education, and where you went to school. That information is okay on your bio if people really want to get to know you before they come in, but your first impressions need to focus on your ideal patients and how you can help them. This translates to all businesses as well. Always be mindful of who your ideal customer is and communicate as though you're talking to them directly. take the time to share your expertise instead of sort of quote-unquote selling to your visitors. It's been clinically proven that doing so will create more sales than traditional salesy content will. This makes it easier and more fluid to create content as well when you're simply sharing what you know and how you can help. So overall, be assuring and helpful. That is always the best strategy.
Today we're joined by Tammy Martin, once again the owner of Martin Marketing that specializes in digital marketing for professional services, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Tammy, once someone has finished their website, what should they be doing?
Well, lots of businesses publish their website and think of it as a project well done, and it's done. Well, they think that it can be left alone for a few years until it needs to be polished or redesigned to keep up with the trends. And this makes sense for businesses that want a simple brochure website that I had indicated earlier in the podcast. It shows customers what they do and perhaps displays a portfolio. If your website falls into the other categories, then your website is essentially like a brochure you've created and you've now left sitting on a table in the back room without anyone to see it. So if you want your website to work as your number one salesperson, it's essential to work with a marketer to stay current, attract customers, and attract customers to your site consistently.
And finally, what is the biggest mistake people make with websites?
During the website design process, lots of people make the mistake of focusing on the design of the site and not the core function of the site. The main focus is to attract more of your ideal customers, not just to look pretty. The big mistake people make is excluding proper keyword research beforehand. Keyword research lays the foundation for the sitemap of the website, helps develop the framework for the content that needs to be created. Keyword research is essentially pinpointed market research, so you know exactly what your ideal customers are typing into their internet browser to find your business. So, for example, if you're an owner of an indoor playground and focused all of your content around play parks, this would be detrimental to your business because, according to keyword research, what parents are looking for is indoor playgrounds as a key phrase, and they would not find your business in their organic search results if you don't mention this key phrase on your site. So overall, it's important to know that your website is much more than just design. There's a lot of thought behind the scenes of a great website if it's done strategically.
Certainly makes a lot of sense. Really good information. Tell our listeners where they can get more information about Martin Marketing online.
Well, it's simple. They can go to martinmarketing.ca. I'm also on Twitter at MKTGResultant and on Facebook.
Easy enough. You certainly got the bases covered. Thanks for joining us again. We've been speaking with Tammy Martin, the owner of Martin Marketing that specializes in digital marketing for professional services such as dentistry, chiropractic care, legal services, accounting, and alternative holistic services. And the website of reference, once again, is martinmarketing.ca. Tammy, thanks for joining us again here on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks, Eric.
You're welcome. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.